Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Froggy 101 welcomes Scotty McCreary to the Froggy Performance Studio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Scotty McCreary. You've had quite a day. You have your whole family on the tour bus today, I heard.
Yeah, we do. Makes the road a lot better for us. So when they're not on the road, I sleep till noon. When they are, we were up at 6 a.m. And got the dog, the baby. We went on a little walk and got a little coffee. So it was good.
That's what we were talking about. My brother's getting ready to have his first daughter. And my brother is under the impression that he's still going to be able to do whatever he wants with when he has a kid. My older brother, who has two kids, said, "That's not the case." We were talking about that, and you can speak to this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Life changes all for the better. I mean, it's been the coolest thing I've ever done, being a dad. But it is the late nights and morning sleep-ins are no longer a thing. But it's all good.
You're also celebrating a birthday today.
Yeah, Moose, our dog, turns 5 today. So, yeah, they were kind enough to let him inside at the coffee shop, gave him a little pup cup. So
I'm guessing with the name Moose, he's bigger. He's not a small dog.
You know, he was supposed to be. He's a yellow lab, full blood, but he's kind of a little guy. But he loves to swim, so I think as much as he swims, he keeps himself pretty slim. I should probably get on that little swim plan he's got.
You have your new song, Cabin of Solo. We talked about that backstage, where I thought the song was about you going solo in a taxi cab. Obviously not what it was on the first listen. But you wrote that song, something you're incredibly proud of. I really do think, and I don't say this because you're here, I really do think it's one of the best songs of the year.
Thank you.
But, I mean, you wrote the song. How'd you find that inspiration?
Yeah, I took a few of my buddies from Nashville up to the mountains of North Carolina, and we sat around the fireplace outside for, 2 or 3 days doing nothing but writing country songs. And this was one of the songs that came out of it. We were writing songs. Typically, when we're writing songs, we're in Nashville in like a little office room. And it's pretty stock. You know what you're getting into every day. But this was a little more, at the house, hanging back, drinking some cold beer, having a good time. And we might have had a little wine with this one. So that's kind of where things got going and turned out to be a fun little song.
It's funny you mentioned this, because I was just telling my boss before you got here, I go, I can't picture Scotty McCreary drinking a beer. I really can't.
Oh, man.
I picture you as a water and soda pop guy, but if you're having a cold one and you don't mind me asking, what beer are you grabbing if you're grabbing a beer?
Miller Lite's kind of typically my go-to. I got a buddy from one in Pennsylvania. I got a buddy from Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, sure.
So I know all about Yingling and all that stuff. So, it's when you get started. I got started. Y'all met me when I was 16 years old on Idol, so I understand. A lot of folks might still have that boy image, but
apparently I do.
It's all good, my man. I hope I stay young as long as possible. But yeah, just turned 30 this year. So
there we go, the big 3-0.
Yeah,
and I hear you have a Christmas song also, an original Christmas song.
Yeah, a song called "Feel Like the Holidays" we just put out. So made a Christmas album back in 2012, and haven't put out any Christmas music since then. But I love Christmas music. It'll be July 3rd, and I'll be on the bus singing. But I love it. So I'm glad we got some new stuff.
I always think about that. It's you don't hear new Christmas music. You hear is it hard to write Christmas music because there's so many classics out there you don't want to rip off? Or
everybody wants their song to be the next Mariah Carey, Christmas
sure.
song for sure. But you just gotta get in the spirit somehow. And when we made that Christmas album back in the day, we had Christmas trees in the studio and Santa hats, and it was 100 degrees outside, but we got in the spirit. So you just gotta close your eyes and take your mind to another place.
It's Crockett on Froggy 101.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.